This is All Things Vocal Radio Show. I'm your host, Judy Rodman. You'll be hearing interviews and music from new recording artists. And you get some vocal training tips for your own voice. Every episode, I'm going to give you a free vocal lesson. That's right, a professional tip you can go on to use for your next recording or live performance. If your voice matters, hey, I can fix ya. Time for your Power Path and Performance vocal lesson. Today's lesson is going to be on a subject that is on the minds of many singers, and a big reason they come and see me. Here are the top 16 causes of vocal strain that I see in singers and speakers. First one, bad breathing technique. If you inhale too high in your chest, or you have too much breath pressure applied to your vocal cords, or if you don't control enough pressure to keep it away from your vocal cords, those three things can really mess you up and cause strain for your voice. So you need to know how to inhale and how to balance your breath support and control. Second big cause, a tight throat channel. This is tightness where the nose, throat, and mouth meet back there at the postnasal drip zone. That's kind of the center of the tightness that the throat channel can take on. This can be due to posture issues, or breath issues can cause tight throats, or even the way you articulate your words can tighten up your throat. So anything that tightens your throat channel will cause vocal strain. Third cause, yelling. Did you know that 20 minutes of yelling, screaming, or shooting your voice from your throat can result in blood blisters? Blood blisters are the beginnings of vocal nodes appearing on the vocal cords. If you keep it up, you'll harden those blisters into calluses, and you could get polyps, nodes, or even cause vocal cord paralysis or vocal cord hemorrhage. That's right. Fourth cause, acute viral laryngitis, which is usually triggered by your upper respiratory illness, but sometimes it appears without any other signs of sickness. It's very odd. It just comes on out of nowhere. And the best thing you can do for that is voice rest. Fifth cause, acid reflux, GERD. It's most damaging if it is laryngopharyngeal reflux, which is LPR for short. And if this is a problem, you really need to check on your diet and do some investigation about what's causing the reflux. Sixth cause of strain, smoking. Smoking causes irritation, swelling, and dehydration of the vocal cords. It's just a fact. Seventh cause, talking too long, too loud, or without good vocal technique. This can cause serious vocal damage. In fact, many times the first thing I address to correct vocal strain is the person's speaking voice. Eighth cause of vocal strain, chronic or strong coughing. The constant hitting of your vocal cords together is as bad as yelling. You must get to the bottom of the cause of the cough and cure it. Sometimes it's GERD or LPR, which we just discussed, and sometimes it's a short-term virus or a post-nasal drip or an allergen or airborne irritant. Sometimes it's even throat cancer. So see your doctor if your cough lingers or brings up blood for sure. Ninth cause, bone and joint problems. The lack of strength and flexibility in the spine tremendously affects the voice. Pain in the spine or between the ribs can indeed cause vocal strain from breath and throat issues. Cause 10, muscle tension problems. These can trigger tight chest and or tight throat channel and freezing of the anatomy, which is always detrimental to your voice. The 11th cause, fatigue problems. Fatigue problems inhibit good support and control because they cause slumping of the body with concurrent high pushed breathing and throat tightness. So you have to get to the bottom of your fatigue problems. Cause 12, posture issues. These can cause pushing of breath, tightness of throat channel, and the guarding stance, which causes a lot of things to go wrong. The 13th cause of vocal strain is emotional problems. Nervousness, lack of confidence, numbness, eating disorders, addictions, chronic resentments, inability to focus on communicating to others. These emotions affect anatomy in ways that cause vocal strain. 14th cause, lack of sleep. This once again causes slumping of the body and breathing and throat issues and performance issues. Cause 14, lack of sleep. This causes, once again, slumping of body and breathing and throat issues, even performance issues, because you can't really focus on talking to someone with passion if you're just worn out from lack of being able to sleep well. The 15th cause of vocal strain, dehydration. The vocal cords need a thin layer of mucus lubricating them to move most efficiently. Not drinking enough water results in a thickening of this lining. Imagine your boat running aground and you'll have an idea of what your dehydrated voice experiences. The 16th cause of vocal strain, this will surprise you, I think, a flabby core. This is caused by insufficient physical exercise and causes slumped posture, unsupported and under-controlled breath, and tight throat. And the 17th cause, endotracheal damage from being on a ventilator. If you must undergo surgery, watch for this one. Have a good talk with your anesthesiologist before you go under. The 18th cause of vocal strain is adverse weather conditions. Singing or speaking out in the cold, the wind, and the rain. I think this is just common sense. It affects your sinuses and tightens up your throat and your breath and distracts you from a good performance focus. The good thing is that you can do things about every single one of these issues. Now it's time to hear some music. Our featured artist today is one of the most authentic rockabilly voices I've ever had the privilege to work with. Here's Ben Wasson on All Things Vocal Radio.
They called me the breeze, so I keep blowing down the road. Yeah, they called me the breeze, so I keep blowing down the road. I ain't got me nobody, but I don't carry me no load. There ain't no change in the weather. There ain't no changes in me. There ain't no change in the weather. There ain't no changes in me. I ain't hiding from nobody. Nobody's hiding from me. They call me the breeze, 'cause I keep blowing down the road. Yeah, they call me the breeze, 'cause I keep blowing down the road. I ain't got me nobody, but I don't carry me no load. train like baby. Gotta keep moving on. I've got that green light, baby. Gotta keep moving on. Might go out to California or down to Georgia, I don't know. Georgia peaches make me feel right at home. Now I dig you, Georgia peaches make me feel right at home. But I don't love me no one woman, so I can't stay in Georgia alone. They call me the breeze, 'cause I keep blowing down the road.
Down the road.
Yeah, they call me the breeze, 'cause I keep blowing down the road.
Down the road now, down the road.
I ain't got me nobody, but I don't carry me no load. No, no, I ain't got nobody. That's why they call me the Breeze.
Talking on the phone, aren't we?
Yes, Rudy. I can see that I have just had a senior citizen meal there.
No, actually, it's probably a song.
That's right. Judy, it's nice to talk to you. I've only worked with you 100 years, of course.
That's okay. Call me and sing. Just call me.
Yeah, okay.
Where exactly in Texas are you?
The Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Okay, okay. This is actually the same time zone as Nashville,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Usually when we set up these interviews, it's, you have to kind of finagle the time zone. Listen, you've been around the block, kind of like I have, for a while now, Ben, and you are not done. How long have you been singing professionally?
Since 59, the way I got started, Judy, we were playing at a Red River resort in New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And this was in late in 58, and the Crickets, not Buddy, but Joe Malden and the other Cricket guy was in the crowd. And they were having a little R&R, and we were trying to raise up enough money for our sophomore tuition.
Oh, my gosh.
Because we didn't have the money. But anyway, we were playing there, and then Joe Malden came up and said, you know, you guys are pretty good. Why don't you go down and see Norman Petty? Said he's recording a lot of artists, and said he's particularly looking for people who can write a little bit. He said he's starting a publishing company. Can any of you write? Well, I had written about half of one song, and I said, I think I can.
Hey, sure.
So I went down to see Norman Petty a few months later. Matter of fact, it was, I think, October. And I'll never forget, Judy, of course, when you're in college, you're always broke and always hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And they raised peanuts around Clovis, New Mexico, where the studio was.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked into the studio, I remember still to this day the smell of the roasting peanuts from the plants and how good it smelled.
Oh, it's amazing the sensual memories we have, both in our noses and in our ears. Right. You know, that kind of music the crickets made, and all. I mean, we can, you know, talk about memories that we've made in our lives by the sound of the music. Right.
I think the Rolling Stones and Paul McCartney, those guys, have said that Norman Petty and Buddy Holly, of course, set the trend of the way music is
right.
today. And I have to put in a little credit for Norman Petty. He, Judy, he was one of the most intelligent, talented people I've ever met in my life, and I've met a lot of people.
Wow. So he was the real deal, not just, he lives up to the hype, yeah.
Oh, was he?
Norman Petty, wow. Mm-hmm. Well, so that was your first big break, and then you went on to record and have a lot of experience professionally.
Well, so, I have to give Tommy Alsop some credit for that.
Uh-huh, Tommy
If you remember, Tommy Alsop is the one who lost the toss of a coin to Ritchie Valens the night the plane went down.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my gosh, there's history all around here.
Right, and by the way, Tommy produced 8 of this Sweet Rockabilly Blues TV album.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I had never asked him. I finally said, Tommy, what was it you tossed in the air? I never knew. He said, 50-cent piece.
A 50-cent piece.
Mm-hmm. So that's a true story. So anyway, Tommy, I was with the Empress label out of California in the early 70s, and Tommy produced 2 Billboard cuts for me, Goodbye Sunshine and Lonely Much Too Long.
Uh-huh.
And so when I got ready to come back and do some more recording, I, of course, contacted Tommy, and I said, what song do you want to do first? And he said, Big Boss Man.
Man, can't you hear me when I call? Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? You ain't so big, you're just tall, that's all. Big boss man,
big boss man,
can't you hear me when I call?
Big boss man,
big boss man,
big boss man,
can't you hear me when I call?
Big boss man,
you ain't so big, you're just tall. Boss man, working around the clock. Bought a little drink of water, but you won't let me stop. Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call?
Big boss man,
you ain't so big, you're just tall, that's all. Boss man, one's gonna treat me right. Work hard in the daytime, rest me easy at night. Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call?
Big boss man,
you ain't so big, you're just tall.
Always done. done, you know, that rockabilly kind of thing. That you've kind of made the move to more of a rockabilly sound some years ago, didn't you?
Well, we started out primarily in rockabilly, and then for years, then I went country because it seemed to be the thing to do. Mm-hmm. And but Judy, in my heart, I was always a fun, up-tempo rockabilly guy.
You know, having worked with your voice and heard you sing, I totally agree. That's just your heart. That's your style. And you are such an I've told you this. You're so authentically believable within that genre. It just fits you like a glove.
Well, it's true. I am, actually.
Yeah.
And I know lots of times when I was playing straight country, and you were doing some heavy steel work and real slow and everything, mm-hmm. in my heart, I really wanted to rock it.
mm-hmm. Where can people find Sweet Rockabilly Blues, which is the name of your new album?
It's on CD Baby. You can get it internationally through CD Baby.
Okay, internationally through CD Baby.
We're in about 20, no, we're about 30 Best Buy stores. Some in the St. Louis, some in Kansas City, and some in Dallas-Fort Worth.
You've got a really cool video. I mean, cool video on your single Mystery Train. How long did it take to create that kind of video? Because that was just got a little animation and along with some real footage of you and different things. It looked very interesting.
Well, I'll have to be perfectly honest. A friend of mine had never made music videos, and he wanted to make one. And I said, if you notice, I don't look a thing like Taylor Swift.
I think we could differentiate the two, yeah.
Yeah, and he said, oh, that's all right. He said, I can make you look good. As you can see, he totally misrepresented himself.
No, it looks but, great. It really does.
But I said, well, okay. I said, I will do it, but I said, I want to use as little of myself as possible. And what else have you got to use? He said, well, I've got a young man who does drawings and so forth. He'll do the rest. And he had an idea about including something about spaceships and Roswell, New Mexico. I said, well, that kind of suits with me because I have met Ed and Robert, who was there in 1947 when the crash occurred. Oh. And I've talked with him eyeball to eyeball. Mm-hmm. And I've said, both of them, I said, was there really a crash here? And they said, absolutely there was. So I said, that fits in with me fine. And I went with that.
This is Ben Wasson. Visit my website at www.babyboomersrewired.com. And thanks for listening to All Things Vocal and Judy Rodman on New Artist Radio.
Trainer Isle, 16 coaches long. Trainer Isle, 16 coaches long. That long black train took my baby and she done gone. Mystery train just rolled in round the bend. Mystery train just rolled in round the bend. That train took my baby, but it never will again. Master told me with eyes full of tears, sorry son, but that train she's on won't be back for years. Mr. Train just rolling down the line,
just bring back my baby. Oh, she's mine, she's all mine. Come on and bring back my baby. Oh, she's mine, she's all mine.
Can you tell the players were having as much fun as Ben was? Absolutely. Let's get back with Ben and get his final thoughts on music and on how long he's going to keep doing this.
Okay, I happen to know that you are very involved in creating arrangements for your songs. Where do you get your musical sensibility?
I think my mother's side of the family, if you couldn't play or sing or do something by the age of 10, they thought you were retarded.
So it's in the genes, huh?
Yeah. And then, of course, I worked under Norman Petty for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
And he talked, one of the things I learned from Norman is that a good counter melody will make a decent song a really good song.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pay close attention to counter melodies.
Right.
And, of course, you've helped me out on a lot of those. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And I enjoyed doing the background vocals on your album, and you were very instrumental in giving Michael Black and I, the background vocalist, suggestions about where you wanted stuff and where you didn't, and they were, I thought, quite on the mark. So congratulations. Great. It's a great album. And you've even got a second album that's rockabilly in the can waiting for you to, waiting for this album to finish up, and it's nowhere near done. I mean, you've got several singles on it, and apparently you are far from done. What would you say to someone else who's been around the block but also doesn't feel like they're quite finished with their music?
I pulled up at the Costco service station a while back, and there was a lady, I would say 60 years old. She had a Mustang convertible, tan-colored, and had tan leather seats. And I said to her, I said, are you slowing down any? And she said, what is your name? I said, well, Ben Watson. She said, well, Ben, our generation neither thinks or acts like our parents. And so we're a totally different new breed, and I have no intention whatsoever of slowing down. So I
amen.
Think she put it right on the nail there.
Yeah, amen, brother man. All right, well, thank you so much, Ben, for being with me today. And again, you can find Ben at, give him your website one more time.
www.babyboomersrewired.com.
Rewired, R-E-W-I-R-E-D, rewired.com. All right, man, well, you have a great great day, and angels on all your wheels and wings and all your gigs. Take
you
care.
You too, Judy. Thank you.
Bye.
That does it for this episode. I hope you've enjoyed not only Ben, but all those Nashville pickers, some of the best musicians in the world. Do come back next week for another interview and more music. And leave me a comment if you care to. I love getting your feedback. Meanwhile, if you need help with your vocal issues,
I can fix you, I can teach you.
For more information about my vocal training and production services, go to www.judyrodman.com. Thanks for listening. And join me next week on the New Artist Radio for another round of All Things Vocal.